Thanks for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Sharon?
Yes, you are. Hi, John.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, good. I'm here to help you see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, but before I begin, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Sharon. Could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis when you learned you had developed a meningioma?
I got my diagnosis on... Hang on, I'm driving. I'm going to pull over.
Okay, sure. Thank you. I'm sorry to hear
okay,
about
so
your
I
diagnosis.
I got my diagnosis February 11, 2022.
Okay. Let me repeat that so I got the date right. February 11th, 2022?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear about this diagnosis, but I hope that you meet the criteria so I can help you get connected with a law firm that will represent you and file suit and get you compensation for damages, because obviously you did not know that the depo injections are linked to meningiomas. Before I start, I do need to ask you, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents?
I have not.
Okay, thank you. And then you're an adult over age 18, so you could file this claim?
Yes.
Okay. And you are a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. Could you provide me your date of birth, please?
8/15/1993.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. That'd be August 15, 1993?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you happen to know someone else that has received depo injections and also developed a meningioma, like similar to yourself?
So, like, there was this, my other friend, her name is Marcanisha Moore, but she recently was killed in an explosion in her apartment.
Oh, my.
She was running this apartment, and the gas line to the washer and dryer was left exposed.
Oh, no.
And maybe 5 minutes after entering her apartment, the apartment exploded, and, like, she ended up dying, like, 7 days ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
They thought she was going to pull through, but her burns were too bad.
And
she just ended up passing away.
How tragic. I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry for the loss of, this is your friend?
Yeah, that was like my childhood friend. We've been friends since we were younger.
Was your...
kids early.
Can I ask you, was that friend married at the time of her passing?
Yep, she
okay.
was married.
Towards the end of our call, I'll text you my contact information, and could you pass it on to her husband? He may be able to file a claim as surviving family member. Okay. So yes, you do know someone, and you'll refer that person.
Yes.
Okay, and then did you consume or use the brand name Depo-Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. And you already answered this question, but I do want to confirm, you did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis and had 4 injections before that diagnosis?
Yes,
I have. All right, thank you. The law firm does ask for the approximate dates you were receiving or getting injections. So can we start? I'd like to ask the start date, when you started getting injections approximately.
I started getting depo back in 2008.
Okay. Do you remember the month by any chance?
So July, like, okay, let me look at my... Let me get it exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so I started taking depo July, my first injection was July 20th of 2013. Sorry.
Okay. It's okay. And when was your last injection?
I stopped taking it the 18th of 2022.
The 18th of 2000, and then?
January.
Sorry. Oh, January 18th, 2022. Okay. All right. Okay, so let me just confirm that you did, in fact, use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date. And specifically, that would have been July 20th, 2013 is when you started. And when you stopped, it was January 18th, 2022. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Now what I'm going to be doing is asking information about yourself, and this will go on the authorization for legal representation, because I'm confident that you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, and the law firm would be interested in taking your case. All right. So I'm assuming, first I'd like to confirm your gender. Is that female?
Yes, it is. Okay,
thank you. And then what is your marital status?
Single.
Single, okay. And then Sharon, that's spelled S-H-A-R-O-N?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you have a middle name or a middle initial? I'm sorry.
L.
L, as in Louise?
Yep.
Okay. And then your last name is Ford, like the car, F-O-R-D?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming because you're a woman, you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Okay. All right. I do need your social to go on the authorization to release medical records. Could you provide me your social?
350-88-3402.
Okay. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. 350-88-3402.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. And then you now know that you'll be signing agreements towards the end of our call. Any forms that you sign, copies will be sent to your email. What I have for an email address is prettylittlething24@icloud.com.
Yes.
And that's spelled like normal, prettylittlething, and the number 2 and the number 4 at iCloud.
Yeah. I have to make sure you have my right social security number.
Okay, sure. I have 350-88-3402.
Yep, I'm just getting the card out just to make sure.
Okay, sure. Thank you. How's you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. I hope I can help you. I think I can. What I mean by helping you is I'm a case intake specialist. What I do is I conduct the interview to determine if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. If you do, towards the end of our call, you'll be signing two forms. One is the authorization for legal representation, and second is the request for medical forms.
Okay, that's correct. The one that you is correct.
It is correct? Okay. 350-88-3402. Perfect. All right. And then this phone number, does this belong to you? 702-575-3088?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and that's your cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. It may seem as though you're all finished getting signed up for this lawsuit, having completed the screening with me, having signed the legal agreement and the request for medical records, but there is one final step, and it's an important one. It's called a case verification call. It's between you and the law firm, or a representative from the law firm. They just want to quickly confirm that you did get depot injections, you did develop a meningioma, and that it's okay for them to start working on your case by submitting the request for medical records. What's the best time that you can be reached to complete this call? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime is fine.
Anytime? Okay. Can I put afternoon? Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now I'd like to get your address, please.
My address is 4610 El Cerrito Way, so that's E-L space C-E-R-R-I-T-O Way, Sacramento, California, 95820.
And is that a house?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so no apartment or unit number. And I'll repeat the address to make sure that I have it correct. 4610 El Cerrito Way, Sacramento, California, 95820.
Yes.
Okay, great. Sharon, the next set of questions are going to be about medical information. For example, the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma.
Okay, so the name of the doctor that diagnosed my meningioma is... I want to make sure I give you the right doctor and not the one that did my surgery.
Okay, no problem.
So...
Dialysia?
No, no, no. I'm here.
Okay,
I'm just
sorry.
making sure. So the doctor that, I don't really know how this works. I just have all the doctors here. So there's one doctor listed, the one that did my surgery. The doctor that done my surgery is, so primary care was Dr. Thomas Acton. The surgery doctor was Dr. Elizabeth Ekpo, which is E-K-P-O.
Wait 1 second. Let me do this. Okay, so we'll start with the doctor that diagnosed you, who basically did the MRI and came back to you and said, hey, we found the meningioma. We found the tumor.
Okay,
that's,
that doctor is... yeah, it's got to be this. It's got to be my primary care doctor, which is... his name is... Thomas Acton, Dr. Thomas Acton.
Okay. Thomas Acton. Is it A-C-T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And he's in Sacramento?
Oh, so wait, would it be my diagnosis doctor?
The doctor that, he's, a diagnosis means it's a confirmation you have a medical condition. Like the doctor
okay,
that confirmed
that
you have a...
That'd be the radiation doctor and diagnosis doctor, which is Dr. Edwin Alvarez.
Can you spell the first name?
E-D-W-I-N.
Edwin, okay.
Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z.
And where's he located?
Sacramento as well.
Okay. Did you get this diagnosis at a hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it looks like, Dr. Edwin Alvarez, he's an oncologist, a cancer doctor?
Yes.
Okay, good, good, okay. And then what was the name of the hospital that you got this diagnosis at?
UC Davis Medical Center.
Okay, thank you. And that's where Dr. Alvarez works, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I found UC Davis Medical Center on 4301 X Street, Sacramento, California, 95817.
No, 3315 Stockton Boulevard, Sacramento, California, 95817. I mean, it's all, like, their whole property. They have, like, they own, like, the entire block. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but
okay.
It could be multiple addresses, but Stockton Boulevard is where the hospital sits on.
Oh, okay. 1 second. The facility you went to is on Stockton Boulevard?
Yes.
It's UC Davis. Stockton.
2315 Stockton Boulevard, Sacramento, California, 95817.
I'm sorry. 2315?
Yes.
Okay, found it. Okay, very good. 2315 Stockton Boulevard, Sacramento, California, and that is...
95817.
Okay, thank you. That's what I found. 95817. Okay, and I have a phone number for that facility as 916-734-2011. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And the facility again, UC Medical, UC Davis, I'm sorry.
UC Davis Medical Center.
Yes, that's right. Medical Center. And let me put this back in there, Dr. Edwin Alvarez, MD, oncology. He's a gynecologic oncologist.
Say it again.
He's a gynecologist and oncologist.
Oncologist, yes.
That's correct, yeah. Okay, and then you said the name of the doctor that treated you did surgery?
Yeah, so the doctor that did surgery is Dr. Elizabeth Ekpo.
Ekpo? E-X-P-O?
E-K-P-O.
E-K-P-O. Okay, Ekpo, Dr. Elizabeth Ekpo. Yes, I found her, okay.
Neurologist.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Elizabeth I. Ekpo, neurologist. Okay. And she's also with UC Davis Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay.
And there were three doctors total, so you have to just one more.
Well, you
which
know,
is Dr. Thomas. Oh.
It's okay. I can, one, this will point the law firm in the right direction and they'll be able to get more information.
Okay.
Where you were treated at was also at the same location, UC Davis Medical Center?
Yes. So
same Stockton Boulevard facility?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. You know, I will actually get that other doctor's name that was involved in your treatment. What was that doctor's name?
Dr. Thomas Acton.
Okay.
So this Acton.
One second. Dr. Thomas Acton. Oh, he's your family medical physician, right?
Yeah, primary care.
Okay. Well, how was he involved in your treatment or diagnosis?
That was just my primary care, so I didn't know if you needed his, like, info too.
Well, let me ask you this.
He suggested, like, all the tests to be ran, the CT scan,
okay,
and
got
everything
it.
Like that to make sure.
Okay. So he was involved in your diagnosis. Sorry. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, never.
Okay. All right. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera in the first place?
The Depo-Provera was prescribed by... I have to look at my paperwork. Hang on. Dr. Melba Urbano.
M-E-L-B-A?
Yep.
And Urbano?
B-E-R-B-A-N-O.
I found it. Okay. She's in Stockton. She's an OBGYN.
Yeah, and I was told to get it injected at Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
On Franklin Boulevard. I used to pick up the prescription and then have to take it over there. And I'll get the prescription from it's like a suite, a pharmacy that you can pick it up from on Franklin Boulevard as well, which is not too far from Planned Parenthood. They're
okay.
Like close to each other.
Well, let me ask you this. Is Dr. Melba Burbano part of Planned Parenthood?
So basically, I'm not sure if she's part of them, but I know like they're the ones that put it in for you to pick up the depo at Franklin, and then it had to be injected by Planned Parenthood. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just know that that's the way it went.
Okay. And what Planned Parenthood facility was it at? Where was that located?
Boulevard.
On Franklin Boulevard? Okay.
Yeah, right down the street from the pharmacy that I picked it up from.
Okay. Looks like it's the Planned Parenthood Fruit Ridge Health Center on 5385 Franklin Boulevard, Suite AD, Sacramento, 95820.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So the way I understand that is Dr. Melba Burbano prescribed the medicine, but then you went to Planned Parenthood to pick up the injections?
No. So there's another pharmacy on Franklin Boulevard, which is 5385 Franklin Boulevard. That's where I purchased the injection from. And Planned Parenthood. So it's called Planned Parenthood, which is where I got the injection from, but they're also the ones that administer it.
Okay, okay. And Dr. Melba is... Did Dr. Melba Burbano tell you to go get depo injections from Planned Parenthood?
She told me like where to go pick it up from and where I could get them done at. Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, so all right, and the phone number for Planned Parenthood, the Fruit Ridge Health Center on Franklin, is 916-452-7305. You never administered the medicine on your own, right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
They always tell you, like, it has to be done by professionals, so I've never even, like, I would never even try to do something like that.
Okay, let me make a note of this, okay? Dr. Melba Burbano prescribed Depo-Provera. However, it was Planned Parenthood Fruit Ridge Health Center where PC, that's potential client, received injections on site.
Yes.
Okay.
5385 Franklin Boulevard, Suite 80, ACD.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Okay. Sacramento 95820. Okay. So, recapping our medical information. One is Dr. Alvarez is the one that detected the meningioma through testing.
Yes. Diagnosis.
Yeah. Diagnosis, correct. Yeah. And that was at UC Davis Medical Center. Then Dr. Elizabeth Ekpo, a neurologist, was responsible for your treatment. She's also at UC Davis Medical Center. And then Dr. Melba Burbano is the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera, but where you received the injection was actually at Planned Parenthood at the 5385 Franklin Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. And do you happen to have medical records to show as a confirmation of your diagnosis?
I can get them if I need it.
Do you have access to like an electronic MyChart that you can pull and print and show it to the law firm if necessary?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. And so I'm assuming you'd be able to mail them a copy of whatever you print out or email it or fax it to them?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I want to say them, the law firm. All right, we are getting close to wrapping up here. The law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I don't really have one.
Mom, dad, brother, sister, friend?
Well, my family is not, doesn't live out here. I am.
Uh-huh. They just need a phone number that they could reach out to, a name and a phone number.
You can do 470.
Wait, 1 second. Is it a friend or do they live with you?
No, this would be like a neighbor.
It's your neighbor. Okay, so they don't live with you. And your neighbor's name?
Jay Lee.
Okay, is that J-A-Y?
Yeah.
For the first name?
J-A-I. Sorry, J-A-I.
Okay.
Lee.
And okay, that's last name is Lee, L-E-E?
Yes.
Okay, and that person's phone number?
470-257-2007.
Okay. That's area code 470-257-2007.
Yeah, and it's better to catch them in the evening.
Okay, and that's your friend?
Yes, it's my neighbor.
Yeah, it's just a neighbor, friend, neighbor. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you wouldn't happen to know Jay's email address, would you?
No, I don't have her email.
Okay. What about, do you know her address?
46.
I'm sorry, what is it?
She's 4620 El Cerrito Way, like next door.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you say
40? It's the same address as mine.
I get it.
4620.
4620?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was trying to confirm. I couldn't hear it properly. 4620, same as you, El Cerrito.
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. She literally is your neighbor.
Yeah, like right next door.
Nice. It's good to have good good neighbors, neighbors as friends as neighbors. Okay.
Yeah, well, we have to stick together in this neighborhood.
Sharon, I want to say thank you for being patient with me for all these questions. This is the screening, and you do meet the criteria. And the law firm that's interested in taking your case, if they do agree to take the case, they would do it on a contingency basis, which means that they're only paid if they're successful in recovering damages for you. Damages like medical bills, pain and suffering, loss of income due to treatments. And if they're not successful, you wouldn't owe them anything, okay? Nothing. But the idea is to have the law firm represent you to get you compensated for damages. So what you can expect is I'm going to send you a text message. That'll have a link to DocuSign and those two forms for you to sign, the authorization for legal representation and authorization to release medical records. And then after that, you and I will be done, but don't forget about that case verification call, okay?
Okay.
Before I send the text, I want to make a note. I mean, pardon me. I just want to confirm the information that we had discussed. One is that you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year and having received at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. The date of your diagnosis was February 11th, 2022. Your date of birth is August 15th, 1993. You used Depo-Provera roughly 9 years, between 2013 and 2022. And we used we have exact dates. We started July 20th, 2013, and then we stopped getting injections January 18th, 2022. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name, your middle initial L, and then your last name, Ford. We've confirmed your social. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number, your residence, and we gathered the medical information. Everything looks good. So bear with me here, okay? I'll be sending you a text message. You should be getting in a few seconds here, okay? And when you do, you want to click on the link. You'll have to agree to SMS messages.
Okay.
And then you'll see a box that you'll have to you'll click on and put a check mark in it, and that is agreeing to electronic records and signatures. And then you can start signing by following the yellow navigation buttons.
Okay.
When you hit the yellow finish button, let me know, because that'll be my clue to do. That'll be a cue for me to do something on my end, and that'll be my last step over here. Okay.
Take them in for me. He's asleep. I'll get him. Okay. Continue. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here. Let me take a look at it. Okay, so what I'm doing now, Sharon, is I'm going to be sending you a text message from my office line. As you know, I'm the case intake specialist that did the screening. I'm in Irvine, California, and don't forget there's going to be the case verification call in about 24 to 48 hours. But if you don't get the call, you can always call me back and let me know, hey, John, I haven't heard from anybody about the Depo-Provera, and then I can get you in touch with a law firm. That's if that happens. I'm confident they'll reach out to you within 24 hours. but I'm going to be providing you the name of the firm and the contact agency that also may call you, okay?
Okay.
The name of the law firm is Pulaski Kirker, a great firm. Very experienced national law firm. Great customer service. You'll be pleased. And remember, they do take these cases on a contingency basis. You don't have to pay anything to have legal representation. They're only paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. That's a nice thing.
Okay.
All right, Sharon. I just sent you a text message, and now you have my name and contact information.
They're going to give him $425 if he do this program.
I'm sorry?
He'll get a certificate for completing it.
That was my sister.
Oh, it's your sister. Okay. Well, Sharon, that's it. We're done. I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry about the unfortunate circumstances that brought us together in the first place. And be on the lookout for that call from the firm. If you have no other questions, I'd like to wish you a good rest of the day and a good weekend coming up, okay?
You
and best
too,
of
happy
health.
Holidays.
Oh, thank you so much, Sharon. You take care, okay? Happy holidays to you, too. Okay, take care. Bye.